Now notice what this involved. She said, "Behold, thy sister-in-law's gone back unto her people and unto her gods." You see, she went back to idolatry. Her repentance was no good at all. It was a marriage of convenience. She liked the boy, and she married him. But why in the world did she do it? Now, we're going to find out Ruth had another motive in view. And now, this is the thing that Naomi, Mary's sunshine, says to Ruth, "Return thou after thy sister-in-law." You go back with her. And listen to Ruth now. This is real repentance. Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee." Now she makes this decision. There are 7 points in this decision. They're very important. I use in a double ring ceremony, I've always used for the woman part of these statements. And I think it's lovely. Notice this. Number one, "For whither thou goest, I will go." That's the decision she made. She says, "Where you go, Naomi, I'm going with you." And number two, "Where thou lodgest, I will lodge." I'm just not using you as a convenience to get back in that land. I'm going to stick with you. And if it means poverty, I'll bear the poverty. And three, "Thy people shall be my people." You say I'll be ostracized, but I've turned to that land, and your people will be my people, whether they accept me or not. And then the fourth thing, "And thy God, my God." Now, I can answer a question which I couldn't answer for the last time. Why would these two girls, why did Orpah, the athletic girl, marry a fellow that's puny and unhealthy? And why did Ruth, the lovely person that she did? Now, I can answer her. She married him because when that family moved in the neighborhood in the land of Moab, she was in dark idolatry. And she was in the depths of paganism. And she met this family and found out they knew the living and true God. And through them, she turned to God. That softened her heart, and she married the boy when he proposed, you see. And so, it's thy God, my God. She made a decision for God, and she's not going back on it. Notice verse 17, "Where thou diest, will I die." That's her fifth decision she made. And that's very important. That meant that the hope that these people had, we saw that in Genesis, that Jacob wanted to be buried in that land. Joseph wanted his bones taken up in that land. And why? Because the future for these people will be a resurrection in that land someday for the kingdom of heaven that'll be established here on this earth. And that's Ruth's hope, by the way. She says, "Where thou diest, will I die." And she says, "And there will I be buried." That's the sixth. She says, "I want to be buried in that land." She had a hope of the resurrection. She didn't have that in idolatry. And then she says, "The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." That's the seventh. What a wonderful decision that she's made. And Naomi knows Ruth by this time, and she knows when she makes up her mind, she's going through with it.